I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Earlier this week, I attended the commissioning of an electric vehicle supply equipment fast charge installation in Rosalia, a small farming community on the Palouse. As we stood outside the 1923 Texaco gas station, we learned more about the future of electric charging cars. Avista, manager of electric transportation, Rendell Farley, shares.
Well, I think that what we'll see in the future is better and better opportunities to take advantage of driving electric, which ultimately is the better way of driving and transporting either people or things. And if we do it right, if we manage the charging, it can actually maybe even help reduce the electric rates for all customers. So it's not just about benefiting people that are driving electric, it's about benefiting everybody.
The benefit I quickly surmised for the small town was that it does take some time to charge a car, so people have the opportunity to get a cup of coffee or have a bite to eat. Farley continues with more about electric cars and their future.
The technology is getting better, the costs are coming down up front. The advantage that these things have is longer term. They're more fun to drive. They're more responsive. You get 100% torque from the electric motor, something you don't get with a gas engine. They're clean. They're quiet. Electricity is always going to be cheaper on a per mile basis than gas. And on top of that, you get all these maintenance savings. There's no oil changes. There's no moving parts that are going to break for the most part. Strategically, this is an important thing, not just regionally and in rural communities, but also across the country and really across the world. You see this happening. This is the future of transportation.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.